Welcome to WWGH 107.1 FM Radio is the station. The name of the program is called A Voice of a People, and my name is Linda Sims. It's a very, very hot day here in Marion, Ohio, and it's about time, isn't it?
Yes.
About time.
Dry up all that rain we've been receiving. We're not going to complain, but we're happy that the sun is shining. We also stream live on the web, www.wwgh1071.com. You can download free app, and it's called TuneIn on any electronic device, and search WWGH. Now, don't forget, once you download the free app, APP, along with your other apps on your phone, call TuneIn, you can search WWGH. Don't forget the search part. Telephone number, if you would like to contact the station during this hour, if you would have any questions or would like to make any comments, please call 740-383-9944. Let me share with you those who faithfully support A Voice of a People, starting with Chappie's Hydraulic Hose Specialist, LLC, location 1325 North Main Street, Marion, Ohio. Telephone number 740-382-8552. Logos, Christian Ministries, Pastor Jackie Peterson, 582 Lee Street, Marion, Ohio. Telephone number 740-223-1515 or www.logoschristianministries.com. They have an ongoing announcement every second Saturday of every month, time 12 p.m. until 2 p.m. They have fresh produce and it's free. No appointment. You just simply show up, provide your name and number of people in your family. I have a thought for you today, and it's called today. Today is the day to practice positive detached observations, and each emotion-filled moment is the opportunity. This is real work, the work of one who is master of their own consciousness. Are you a master or a slave? I think I did that one a week ago or so. Do you tell yourself what to think? They say that's the best way.
Got to stay positive.
Right. Tell yourself what to feel. Don't feel like that. Turn that around, right? Change that. Let's be positive. Okay. I have with me today Tanya M. Bauman. That was great, wasn't
it?
Okay. And she is from the Marion Community Credit Union. She is the Executive Administrative Assistant. We also have Stephen.
Kenneth.
That's right. You circled it for me. I'm sorry. Kenneth Belk. And he is the president.
I'm the Marion County United Veterans Council.
There you go. All right. And they are here to share with us something that is unique. It's been here once before, but it's still unique. It's something that just doesn't come anytime we want it to, right?
That's right.
It has a course that it must take, and it's coming back again, and it's called The Wall That Heals. So I'm going to start with Tanya today. How are you?
I'm doing good. Thank you. Thanks for having us.
Oh, absolutely. I enjoy it. I'm so excited about this event that's going to happen in our city. Just share with the people a little bit about yourself and how you got involved in this.
Well, I work at the Marion Community Credit Union, and our CEO, Vidi Iyengar, she had went to visit family out in California. And while she was there, the wall that heals was there, and it burdened her heart to bring it to her hometown here in Marion, Ohio. So it became a tickler for her. She wanted to get it here, and couple years of putting in some applications, and finally we are going to have it here July 18th through the 21st. It's going to be at River Valley High School, and the address for River Valley High School is 4280 Marion Mount Gilead Road, and that's in Caledonia, but it's still Marion County. So we're really excited to have that as just as an event that we're able to host and bring here. We've got lots of things coming up surrounding the wall. On the 16th, We have the escort that will be bringing the wall in. It will be escorted in with motorcycles, and we'll be coming from Route 30, Harley-Davidson, mm-hmm. up in Upper Sandusky. It's going to come down through Bucyrus, and then when it gets to Marion, we're going to hopefully have some people out there to share in this moment with us. I'd like to ask Ken, because he does a great job of painting the picture, right. once it gets here to Marion, if he'd share with us the route and some of the focal points of where we might like to see people line the streets.
So what is your part in this, Ken?
My part in this, I'm a volunteer. I was approached by the Marion Community Credit Union probably 3-4 months ago now.
Okay.
I mean, here it is, 1 week.
I know.
A week and a half.
Okay.
Yeah, it's close.
Weeks, right?
Three
yeah,
weeks.
It's really close.
It's here. When it's 3 weeks out, it's here.
Right.
I mean,
it's true.
Now it's crunch time.
Yes, it is.
I was approached, and how Tanya and I met is I do business, our honor guard. We have our account out there, and she has a friend that says, I think this gentleman would be great help. And so I was asked to volunteer. He got a phone call, and I says, when do we start?
Right, right.
And I've seen the other walls coming, and I says, okay, give me some information before I get involved. When I found out that this is beyond what I expected.
Wow.
I've seen what others. This right here is a... All stops are pulled out on this right here.
Okay.
I mean, this, I don't want to use the word that it's a production.
Right.
But this is a class, respectful ceremony honoring us Vietnam era veterans.
Right.
Finally.
Right. Finally.
It's just this one. In the reading of what's going on, how it came about with Vidya, from the CEO from the credit union, mm-hmm. her story, and it just, I says, what can I do to help? So, and that's how it came about. I mean, this
and
has
we put him to work ever since.
Yeah, and,
got him
so
working, huh?
the wall is going to be leaving Upper Sandusky on the route 30 Harley Davidson. It's maybe referred to as the 350 Tar Heel Trail out of Upper.
Mm-hmm.
Leaving Upper, it will come in to Bucyrus, Ohio. At the center square of Bucyrus, Ohio, where all the murals that you see downtown, excuse me, it will be making a right hand turn on South Sandusky Avenue.
Okay.
That's the main
coming
drag.
Down 4, right?
Coming down Route 4.
Right.
It'll come out, it'll branch off to Route 4, where 4 and 98 come together.
Right.
Excuse me. Then it'll proceed on Route 4. And when it comes in Bucyrus, we're asking the veterans organizations to come out and support the wall coming through their community.
Wow.
Moving on to Marion.
Right, right.
And encourage people to listen to the radio and read the newspaper that the wall is coming, to stand alongside the road and show respect
herald
for the wall.
It in, right?
Right. Show respect that the wall
right.
is coming out.
And cheer, right.
So once the wall enters Marion,
mm-hmm.
it'll be coming out by the sheriff's station or radio station at the north end of town.
Okay.
Proceeding south. Now, if the procession gets stuck by a train, everything stops. Except for the train.
Okay.
Train clears, the procession will come together. This isn't a parade. It's a procession.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a funeral procession.
Really? Okay.
And the procession will be led by motorcycle riders.
Okay.
And the way I understand, the lead procession, motorcycle rider, will be veterans. Bringing up the rear to support and will be the rest of the motorcycle riders, friends and family supporting the Vietnam veterans and the wall coming to Marion, Ohio.
Wow.
Once it proceeds in Marion, it'll go straight through downtown Marion, past the Dairy Queen there on North Main Street, straight down past the St. Mary's Catholic Church.
Okay.
Center of town, we're asking along the route when you get in Marion. We're asked in the veterans organizations that's located on North Main Street, like VFW 3313, to be right. out and have the at the time the wall comes by.
Right, right.
And then moving on down, when it gets downtown, the downtown residents. There's our new shops opening up in the evening now that's open during the daytime.
Right.
Downtown. So there'll be people downtown. And bring your friends and help line the sidewalks, the sides of the streets on the way. Then it'll be proceeding down South Main Street, going up the hill past the Rotary Towers.
Okay.
Rotary Towers was a surprise to Tanya and I. We found out there are 20-plus veterans living in the towers. And I didn't know, and other organizations did not realize we had that many veterans there in the towers.
In one place, right?
One place.
Yes.
So there.
That's going to be really special for
that
them.
That is special for them.
Yes, it is.
And then it will proceed on its way to Veterans Park. There will be two ladder trucks. If they're not out on runs, we'll be making an arch. Mm-hmm. That the procession will pass under.
Okay.
There'll be a 40-foot American flag flying.
Ooh.
That is, if you see, the flag is big that you see at Marion General Hospital.
Right.
Wait till you see this flag.
Whoa.
It'll be.
I love the flag. I don't know what it is, but I love it. Yes.
It latches on once you see it, and you have the right frame of mind to understand and respect that flag. Mm. It will tug on your heart.
I bet it will.
So it'll proceed the rest of the way down Delaware Avenue, coming up on Barks Road.
Mm-hmm.
It will make a left-hand turn. Now we're going heading east. And it'll be going up the hill, a slight hill, slight little knoll. You know, there's like an eye care, Family Vision eye care. And then, but there's sidewalks all along on the north side. And from the building all the way down, when it comes down the side of the hill,
mm-hmm.
Marion Community Credit Union will be there on your left. In front there, we will have the Marion County Veterans Council Honor Guard will be present with the flags that the Marion helped purchase.
Okay.
The parade flags that you see, the different, when at Memorial Day and Veterans Day,
mm-hmm.
that's carried in the parade. Thank you, Marion, for helping us purchase those flags. Our rifle squad will be present, and we encourage, that's another place for all the people to come to honor the procession
right.
of the wall coming by, along with Veterans Park.
Wow.
And then it'll continue on down to Richland Road or 529, make a left, again, head through the campus, mm-hmm. the MTC OSUM campus.
Okay.
Over to 95 and making a right-hand turn. And we've been talking to different businesses to encourage, you know, the employees, come out and honor the wall. Take a few minutes out of your busy schedule and show respect as it proceeds down past all the businesses heading
east.
That's
a really big deal.
And then
it is.
The other walls coming, you've never heard anything like
no,
this.
No, I haven't.
There are special guidelines we have to follow for the wall. And once a week, sometimes twice a week, we're talking with Washington, D.C.
Mm-hmm.
This is where we are now. There is a checkoff list that we have to go through.
Oh, okay.
It's and so far, if I understand it correctly, we're ahead of the bubble and on target.
Good.
We're either on target and or ahead of the bubble of where we're to be. And then the wall will be parked in a lot and at the River Valley. And then the bikers, I believe there's going to be a photo op.
There will be a photo op. They'll have about an hour.
Once it rests?
Well, once the motorcycle procession gets there and the wall is there, because it comes in a semi-truck.
Right.
But once it's there, then we'll take time out that evening. The final thing that will happen that evening is we'll have a photo op. So if there's any media and things that want to be there, take pictures and have that first opportunity to talk to those individuals that come with the wall. Mm-hmm. They'll be there to answer questions, and just an opportunity for us to say thank you to everybody who participated in the procession. Wow. So that'll be the last thing that will happen that evening. Everybody will be able to go home and rest, because they're not coming just 45 minutes away. They're coming from Indiana. Okay. So they've got a long trip, because it's coming from Indiana to Marion. We are one of 39 stops on the docket for this year, and we are the only stop in Ohio for this particular wall. So we're really excited about this.
Right.
And we want to give everybody the opportunity to be out there, have flags, maybe have signs that say thank you to our veterans.
Yes.
Not just our Vietnam veterans, but to all veterans.
All veterans,
And just be there. We'd like to see Boy Scouts and Girl Scout groups and families just along the way. I think it's going to be an emotional time. It's definitely an exciting time.
Yes, it is.
And it's a great opportunity for us to share with our next generations.
Yes, it is.
To respect our veterans.
Now, you know, I thank God that we don't really do much war like we used to back in the day. But like you said, it's something that people need to know about, mm-hmm. especially our young people, in depth.
Right.
In case this ever happens again. God forbid.
Right.
But
I
we
agree.
Don't know, you know. But they need to know the sacrifice that our men and our women, you know, suffered and went through, mm-hmm. you know, and stood up for the flag, that we could have our freedoms here and enjoy, you know, our own country.
Just and like Ken said, they really didn't get that welcome home.
Right, and
this is our opportunity to right a wrong.
Yes.
And to welcome
and so
them
long
home
in
and
coming.
To say thank you.
Yes. It's been a long time.
50
yeah.
years? Did you say it's been 50 years?
This is the 50th.
50th year?
Yeah, 50th year of the Vietnam conflict. People says, oh, yes, sir, we celebrate. Name a time that was World War I, World War II, Korea.
Mm-hmm.
Then we go to the other conflicts.
Right.
It's as though if
only one they omit.
One did not have, it didn't happen.
Right.
It didn't happen. That was the conflict that was calling for all citizens to stand up.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
And we stood up.
Yes.
But we got poked at for standing up. Imagine where we'd be today if we would not have stood up.
Right.
Stood
right.
up for our freedoms.
That's right. We don't know where we would be today.
Exactly.
The lives that were laid down, you know, over there in Vietnam, mm-hmm. the other side of the world, and the conditions were against us 100%.
Correct.
Right. 100%. We weren't used to the climate or the terrain that was over there, you know, and the foreign, the language mm-hmm. that they were just thrust into.
Right.
You know, and then didn't want to honor them when they came home.
Exactly.
That's what really hurt.
Yeah. And we want to make sure that they are honored.
Yes,
we
want
to also take the opportunity to educate our youth. And we've set aside a few days, a few different things geared toward the youth, so that they can learn. There is a mobile education unit that does come with the wall.
Right.
But then that Friday, we have the morning solely dedicated to the youth. Mm-hmm. And that can be Boy Scouts, Girl Scouts, youth groups, families coming out. We encourage
right.
everybody who have some youth, it's summer break. Mm-hmm. If you don't have something
yeah,
to do with
true.
Them,
summer break.
Bring them out. And I know the kids are going, I don't want to go to school. It's not going to be school. It's going to be an education that they need.
It's going to be so
It's
neat.
Going to be hands-on for them. They're
right.
going to be able to learn in a whole different way.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said, there's going to be that mobile education. They're going to be able to go up and find a name. They may not be attached to any name on the wall, but there will be one that they can be assigned to.
True.
And they'll have help going up, finding that name, etching on the wall.
Mm-hmm.
Also at River Valley, we're all, going to have Chuck Von Voorhees. He has his own artifacts, and it's going to fill the entire River Valley High School cafeteria. And it's a mobile education center where there's going to be some artifacts that they can pick up and touch and see. There's going to be uniforms that was from the Vietnam era. So this is going to be multi-level for the youth. Mm-hmm. If the kids can't come out on Friday, and parents have to work, we thought about that too.
Right.
So we figured there might be families who are going to need to come out maybe on Saturday. Mm-hmm. So we didn't exclude them. We won't be able to do the hour-long guided tours with the kids, but we do have an honor craft that will feature the 26 hometown heroes, and they'll be able to go to a craft tent and be able to honor one of those 26 heroes. They'll be able to do the name rubbings and do some of the education center. Mm-hmm. They'll still be able to go over and see Chuck Von Horace's education center over in the cafeteria.
Right.
So we've got a lot planned for the youth, because we want to educate them.
Right.
But most of all, we want to say thank you to our Vietnam veterans. And we've got some special ceremonies planned for them as well. One of them being on Saturday, we have a remembrance ceremony. Like I said, we've got 26 hometown heroes. We've kind of got some of the pictures out at the Barks Road branch right now. Mm-hmm. They're also going to be featured at the Women's Club home here with some additional information. You'll get to know not just a face and a name. You'll get to know a little bit of background about each one of these 26 individuals if you didn't personally know them. So that'll be another great aspect to this that the kids can go and learn. Or it's just a time of reflection for those of us that did know someone.
Mm-hmm.
But then later that afternoon, after our remembrance ceremony, we're going to bring it back and we're going to focus directly on our Vietnam veterans.
Right.
And we're going to have a pinning ceremony. And I'd like for my buddy Ken to share about the pinning ceremony.
Okay.
He recently got a private pinning ceremony.
Yes.
And I'll let him talk a little bit more about that.
The pinning ceremony is going to take place Saturday at 4:30 at River Valley High School.
Okay. A pin. Okay, right.
The lapel.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a round circular pin about the size of a Susan B. Anthony silver dollar.
Okay.
Anthony coin. That it's a lasting memento to say thanks for your service.
Mm-hmm.
There is engravings on the front and the back of this lapel pin. The purpose of it is to recognize and honor United States military veterans serving during the Vietnam War. It's not saying you had to have boots on ground. You were in the behind-the-scenes support group during the Vietnam War and the Vietnam War era, period.
Mm-hmm.
You ready for this?
Yes.
November 1st, 1955.
I was just a little.
Yes, to May 15th, 1975.
Wow.
Yes.
I did not know that.
It was going on. There was we had a. Oh, you were not present day. There's a story. A friend of mine flew planes with a air crewman in Korea. And this is 54, 55, 56, 57, flying in and out of Thailand and some other places So we asked him, we knew where he was going. I says, who were you flying out? Well, what military group? He says, these were all civilians. They were your soldier of fortune. Remember the magazines when, probably your dad probably read.
Life magazine. He loved Life and Look.
Yeah,
remember
but,
those magazines?
Yeah. Right, but Soldier of Fortune was the magazine. These were people in the service. They
he
would go
have
in.
Had those, yeah.
It's kind of like, now, I don't mean to cheapen what I'm saying, but like A Company that was on TV, they were special forces going in.
They were
soldiers of fortune type, going in ahead of time
doing
work. I was living in Meridian, Mississippi in 65. A buddy of mine was in Pensacola. and the hospital were an acmedectomy, so I figured, well, instead of him coming back alone, I'll drive down, take him some festivities, and we'll take a few days vacation.
Right.
Coming back, he told me, don't even come down here.
You do
not need to see what I'm seeing.
Wow.
They were coming in from Cambodia, Thailand, and Vietnam, and not the condition that you want to see somebody in.
Oh, no, they did not. Even mentally, they did not return the same as when they left.
That's right.
It was such a tragic experience.
These were men shot up coming in into the hospital.
Yes.
And it was he says, you don't want that memory. He says, I can't get it out of my head.
Oh, my.
Of seeing, because they put he was in a multi-room.
Mm-hmm.
Multi-patient room, and they were just bringing them in. You know, like cordwood a little bit.
Oh, my.
So,
that would have been something terrible to see. I couldn't imagine.
Mm-hmm. Right. It's just, once you...
My stomach's already weak enough. I just couldn't imagine.
Yeah. Do you want to share what they'll get in addition to the pin?
In addition to the pin. Now, the pin has various symbols on it. Maybe an eagle or some deal like that. And that's all I'm going to tell you about it. You have to come to the pinning ceremony.
Okay.
When the individual, they'll be coming up to an area, there'll be a person holding the pin, separated, handing it to a person to pin the person on the lapel.
Okay.
And then handing the box that the lapel came in. They will receive this document. Two-sided document on parchment-style paper. It will be the story behind the Vietnam lapel pin,
mm-hmm.
what each item or symbol you see on that pin means.
They put a lot of thought into it.
I bet they did.
On the front and on the back side of the lapel pin.
Okay.
Flipping the document over, it's a seal of the President of the United States, enhances the top of the page, and it says commemoration of the 50th anniversary.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like using the word anniversary, but they're using like the anniversary of losing a parent. This is the anniversary. It's going to be like a celebration of life. I tried to look at that word in that sense.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Of the Vietnam War.
Yes.
By the President of the United States of America, a proclamation. As we observe the 50th anniversary of the Vietnam War, we reflect with solemn reverence upon the valor of a generation that served with honor. And it goes on. And then, now therefore, as I, Barack Obama, President of the United States of America, by virtue of the authority vested in me by the Constitution and laws of the United States, do hereby proclaim May 28, 2012 through November 11, 2025 as the commemoration of the 50th anniversary of the Vietnam War. And then it goes on a little more.
I liked him as president.
That is why we are trying so hard to get the word out to all of our Vietnam veterans.
Right.
We want to make sure they don't miss the opportunity to be pinned. This is the only opportunity in Ohio for this year, and it's here in Marion.
Yes.
We are excited
that it's here in Marion. Yes, we are.
As the veteran is pinned, he will receive this document.
Signed by the President.
Signed by the President.
Barack Obama.
Yes.
You need to come out. If you've got family that has served, you need to be there. You need to bring them.
Mm-hmm.
If you have family who has passed on but did serve in the Vietnam War, there's an additional pin for those family members who can receive one on behalf of their loved one.
Yes.
They can still be honored.
Yes.
It does look different. It does have different symbolization, but we don't want to forget anybody.
Right.
So if you've had a loved one who has passed on, or maybe they can't be there, you can come and accept that on their behalf.
That's great. Okay. That's
so wonderful. We want to encourage everybody to come out Saturday at 4:30. That is one of our special ceremonies. We've got Thursday morning, we have our opening ceremony, and we are excited to have a Brigadier General coming to that. We'll have some other guest speakers. On Saturday at 2:30, we'll have our remembrance ceremony. And I know we've been on and we've talked before, we'll have the flyover. Mm-hmm. We've partnered with Wings and Wheels, and they're going to have a flyover for us. One of our special guests that will be coming that day is our meteorologist, Bob Nunley, okay. who's one of our hometown fellas.
Yes, he is.
So we're quite excited to have him coming.
Boy, Mary, got a lot going on
We
this
do
summer.
Have
yes.
a lot going on.
He was just here.
Sunday, I'm kind of excited about Sunday. We know we've got volunteers who might have to miss some service at church
right.
because they want to be here because it is a once-in-a-lifetime thing for most of us.
Right.
So we decided we needed to have a sunrise service or a field service mm-hmm. as our men and women who serve our nation
yes.
aren't able to come together and join at a church. They have service right in the middle of the field with their chaplain. So we're calling it a sunrise field service.
Okay.
And that'll be at 8:30 in the morning. And we'd like to invite everybody out there for that. If your church hasn't started yet and you want to come see the wall on the way and maybe catch an early church service with us, we'd like to encourage you to come out and join us for that.
Right.
We're quite excited about that aspect of it as well. We kind of have something special going on different times each day,
right,
have
right.
A different feature. Mm-hmm. And then at sunset each evening, we've got a couple other special things happening. We've got bagpipers that will play at the end of sunset, and we'll be doing taps
right.
to kind of bring the mood back down.
Right, right.
And that'll be around 9:30 in the evening.
Right.
It'll be just like in the service when it's at dusk time, mm-hmm. taps are played, and that's where you slow down your life.
Wow.
The bagpiper will play.
Mm-hmm.
And now this event is open 24 hours a day while it's here. So we want to encourage
That's a good part about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, no matter what time right. you work, there's a time that you can
Even
come out.
Even if they miss some of the good stuff, they can still come
they
out
They can still
and
come
take
out
because
it's
of,
all going to be good.
Right, I've seen
And
the
there'll
wall.
Be veterans there at all different times. If you see a veteran, please be sure to say thank you to them because we are gratefully thankful for them. And it's around the clock, so, you know, even in the dark, there's LED lighting so mm-hmm. that you will be able to go up to the wall and find that name on the wall
names.
That you're looking for. There will be ambassadors around the clock there to help assist, to help you at the Education Center to find what panel that your person's name would be on. And they're listed from the center of the wall, and it reads out to the right. And then back in from the left side, back into the center. It's listed by the date of casualty, the first date of casualty, and listed alphabetically under each date. And it ends up that the first date of casualty and the last date of casualty end up being side by side
right.
on the wall.
Right.
So they've put a lot of thought and process into this. And it's a 3/4 scale of exactly what you would see in Washington, D.C. And I don't know about you, it's one of my goals. It's on my bucket list. I'd love to go see Washington, D.C., but this
I've
might be
yes.
my only opportunity
That's
to
true.
See this wall. And I'm forever grateful that I work for a business who was
right.
able to bring this to us here in Marion.
Oh, yes. That's so special.
It is. It is.
It is so special. You know, I've been there to D.C. two trips. A couple years ago I went, and I stood where they have, like, life-size men, like soldiers,
mm-hmm.
in a park light, you know, and they stand here and stand there, you know, they're not wax, but they have weight to them, and they have
statues,
and they have their batons and the guns and stuff on them. Like, then there's a wall with the names and things like that on it. It's just so much to see there. But like you said, a lot of people will not ever be able to go there to experience that. And it's coming right here in our own community.
our own community.
Own backyard.
Our community support has been outrageous.
Yes, absolutely.
And we've got a lot of different things that are kind of spawning off that surround the Vietnam Wall that's coming.
Yes,
we've got
neat.
The library who is going to have a talk Thursday evening mm-hmm. at 7 o'clock in the evening.
7
o'clock in the evening. One of the handlers of the wall will be there. Do some Q&A, so we encourage everybody out for that. That's the reason why we strategically placed some of our ceremonies so that you can take part in some of the other community events.
True.
Winding down on Sunday will be our closing ceremony at 2:30, but our Vietnam Veterans Post, they've got a car show to go and enjoy. You want to talk a little bit about that? I think we're kind of running out of time, so we don't have a lot of time.
Minutes, though. We've got a few minutes, yes.
Okay. The car show is Sunday, July 21st at VFW Post Stephen Cheney, 7201 at 1614 Marion Marysville Road here in Marion, Ohio.
Okay.
That's also AKA known, you come off of Barks Road, Route 4 South as you're headed towards Marysville.
Right.
Well, we're just a quarter mile down the road from the intersection of Barks Road and Route 4. On the left, you'll see a Cobra helicopter setting out in front. The car show starts at car and bike show starts from 10 o'clock. Registration starts about that time in the morning, but people will be there at 8 mm-hmm. for registration. And then around 2:30 in the afternoon will be the awards, trophy awards for the car show.
Okay.
It kind of coincides because the Vietnam Veterans Association, Vietnam's group 1117, is working in conjunction with us for the car show.
Right.
But again, playing on with the people being able to see the wall that cannot go mm-hmm. to see the wall.
Right.
The Honor Flight Marion takes place. This can complement the Honor Flight Marion that takes place in August.
August, okay.
In
okay.
August. It was last year we had it at Tri Rivers.
Mm-hmm.
We outgrew the venue room that the Honor Flight was in. So we're going to a bigger area at Tri Rivers to have it.
Okay.
And this, by if you are a veteran and not able to make the honor flight, mm-hmm. come to see the wall.
Right.
Come to see the wall to experience what you're going to have.
Right.
Well, I can't walk up and can't get near the wall and stuff. That problem is fixed. We have a golf cart.
No excuse.
We have a golf cart.
Right.
Seat belt equipped. Mm. That electric. That will take you up to the wall. And if you're not able to walk, and we get our guidelines on how to use a golf cart to transport someone along, how far to stay away from the wall,
and
what to do. We have to get that portion okayed through through Washington, D.C.
Mm.
to do this, but so far we've been on target with everything, and we believe everything, we're doing everything right and hopefully beyond. So you can be it, you can come up and touch the wall and do so. That's what's going on. The car show is going on. We let's see, something about the fair.
No, because we're winding down on time. I want to remind where it's going to be and what time and the dates one
Carla,
more time.
Carla, you're on the air.
Hey, Linda?
Yes?
Are you on the air?
Yes.
Oh, I still apologize.
You apologize?
This is Steve. I will be there in about 10 minutes. Bye.
Oh, bye. Okay. Thank you. That's okay. I thought you wanted something.
Yes.
At least to talk to my guest about the wall that heals.
Do we have a minute that we can remind them where?
Yes, you have a couple minutes, yes.
Okay, I just want to remind them one more time.
Please.
Thursday, July 18th through Sunday, July 21st, River Valley High School, 4280 Marion Mount Gilead Road, Cardington, Ohio, So if you're putting that in your phone, it's 4280 Marion Mount Gilead Road, Cardington, Ohio. Cardington?
Cardington.
Okay, Cardington, Ohio. Open 24 hours a day. There is no admission charge. There will be nothing for sale there. It is totally a time to honor our Vietnam veterans. If you have questions about anything that we've talked about, the youth group day, the motorcycle escort, any of the ceremonies, give us a call at the Marion Community Credit Union. Mm-hmm. You can talk to Daniel Bradshaw. You can talk to me, Tanya Boffman. Phone numbers that we can be reached at is 740-389-9960, or you can call the cell phone. I have it on me 24/7, 740-262-4933. Again, that phone number is 740-262-4933. We've tried to cover as many questions that we've had asked by us. If you have a group or business that wants to come out and you want a set of flags, reach out to us at the credit union. We've got some flags that we can hand out because we'd like to see groups come out with that for the right day of the escort to come in. If you want to make a sign that says thank you to our veterans, welcome the wall, anything like that, we'd love to see those along the route.
Yes.
If you got questions, please reach out to us. If you want to volunteer, we still have some volunteer openings. We've got openings for people to help us build the wall and tear down the wall.
Right.
We are really focusing right now where we're looking for the most is we really want to have our youth come out. This is an amazing opportunity for our youth.
Oh, they will enjoy
it. So we're focusing on Friday morning, yes, to get groups signed up and Saturday morning for families to come out and enjoy.
This is so unique and special that is coming to our town, Marion, Ohio. The route that it's going to take, you can just imagine the people alongside the roads, mm-hmm, and handing up their signs. This is so overdue.
There's been a lot of thought and process, yes, put into this.
Yes, it has.
We want it to be a day of honor, a day of remembrance, yes, not just a day, but a week-long event.
Mm-hmm.
And hopefully that carries on in our community long after.
It probably will, because it's solemn.
Mm-hmm.
Even you talking about it, it's just a feeling about it. Like you say, it's like a memorial, and hey, it's going to be emotional.
Yes, it is.
Yes, it's going to be emotional, but needed.
Mm-hmm.
So needed.
So needed, yes.
And to say thank you.
So spread the word. Like us on Facebook. You'll find more details there. Mm. Share us through Facebook, because that's how we're getting a lot of the word out,
okay,
is through our Facebook page, and sharing on the radio, sharing on television, and word of mouth. Word of mouth is probably the greatest way to share the information.
Right. Coming soon, July 21st. But it's going to travel on the 18th.
It'll arrive the 16th. That it'll Thursday, be viewing on the 18th through, okay, the 21st.
Okay. And you did say you needed help to assemble the wall.
We still need some helpers to help assemble, take down on Sunday at 3:00, and then just general volunteers or ambassadors at the wall around the clock.
How many lives were lost during that Vietnam War? Do they have a count?
58,272. 58,272. Out of that, there was 3,059 from Ohio.
That's a lot.
And 26 from Marion County alone.
That's big.
It is big.
That's big. Because you said there are at least 20 veterans in the towers.
There's at least 20 in the towers.
Yeah, 20, yes, in the towers, and there's 26 veterans.
In Marion?
From Marion.
From Marion, that's right, on the wall.
That and was from Vietnam.
Yes.
These are from Vietnam that was the casualties.
Right.
The 26.
Yes.
Wow. Well, thank you, Tanya, and thank you, Kenneth, for coming and sharing with us about the wall that heals. And we
thank
all
you
can
for having
use some
us
healing. And you are so welcome for being even wanting to be on the show. I really appreciate that very, very much. And there's also another event coming to River Valley. Other than that one, the Southern Gospel Music Association presents Three Bridges and Glory Way Quartet, and that will be this Saturday at 7 p.m. at River Valley High School, 4280 Miriam Mount Gilead Road. So if you need tickets, please call 740-360-7540. As we can all tell, it's summertime and people want to get out and have some fun. So keep your ears tuned in to WWGH 107.1 FM radio and the many programs that we have to offer you. And not only that, we will be informing the public about different events going on in our community. This is Linda Sims. Next time, be blessed.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, The Talking Place. For legendary comedian Dick Gregory.
I just think my prayer to the real God. I said, hey man, there are some Negroes that deserve cancer, but I am not one of them. I said, if you need some help, if you're tired, you need 12 black folks names, I'll put them on a piece. If you need some close to the house, I'll give you that too. And then I looked at my body and I said, cancer, I ain't never bothered you, and I dare you to bother me. I'm going to give you 72 hours to get out of my body. And if you're not, I'm going to roll on you.
The legendary newsman and former host of the Today Show, Hugh Downs.
So with only 3 minutes left and 25 days, you have a big birthday coming up on Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
My goodness, I can't even believe 95. That's amazing.
Yeah, well, it is to me, too, I guess. And you know something I can honestly say? Every decade of my life has been better than the preceding decade.
The legendary singer of the hit song Tossin' and Turnin', Bobby Lewis.
I couldn't sleep at all last night. Boom, 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 boom. Thinking of you, things wasn't right. Well, I was tossing and turning and tossing and turning.
To the exchange panel of Scott Spears, Sean Kraft, and Charlie Evers.
Oh, you gotta go to a shrink?
Yes.
How much do they shrink? What are they before
Charlie,
they shrink?
No, wait, so, no, wait, so you have mental anguish over this.
Yes,
now. So it's not only the physical, it's the mental anguish.
it's like you guys are something else.
No, we are.
That's why we're here.
I'm deadly interested in this story.
If we weren't something else, we'd be walking the hallway.
Oh, Lord, it's physical.
But the thing.
WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, Marion's Talking Place. Streaming live on the internet at www.wwgh1071.com. Programming on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM is supported by CRT Mechanicals. Address 2842 Marion Waldo Road. Telephone number 740-225-4495. Webpage crtmechanicals.com. Thomas Lawn Service for all your lawn care and landscaping needs. Telephone number 740-751-1783. The WWGH Radio prize policy is as follows. You have 10 days from the day you win the prize to pick the prize up. You can only win once every 30 days. WWGH Radio staff reserves the right to question any and all prize winnings. The WWGH offices are open Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. for prize pickup. The WWGH offices are located at 559 East Center Street in the lower level of the Beltone Building. Thank you so much for playing fair.
If you were a cheetah, you could be here just like that. If you were a kangaroo, well, you'd be here in just a few hops. This is Jungle Jack Hanna.
It's a wild way to stay and play. Meet 10,000 awesome animals at the Columbus Zoo. Plus, splash all day at Zumbezi Bay with tons of rides and water slides.
So what are you waiting for?
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Hey everybody, it's Pastor Steve Whitaker from The Pastor Spot. We are on every Tuesday at 5:15 and replay again on Wednesday at 3:15. We take pertinent issues of the day going on and look at them in a biblical perspective. So we'd love to have you listen and just, you know, call in, just get a conversation going and have a great time on the show.
Pastor Steve Whitaker is the pastor at Community Christian Fellowship in Prospect, Ohio. Address 209 East Water Street. Programming on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM is supported by Affordable Event Games, LLC. Address 141 South Main Street. Telephone number 740-262-6050. Facebook Affordable Event Games. This is Scott Spears, high above Marion in the WWGH News Chopper. If you see news in Marion, please email us at scott@wwgh1071.com. And keep an eye out for the WWGH News Chopper flying high overhead. Marion Court Apartments, located on Fairfax Road, offering newly updated one-bedroom apartments with laundry room and patio. Telephone number 740-389-3462. We here at WWGH Radio 107.1 FM are proud to present Magnificent Marian Moments. Norman Thomas was an American Presbyterian minister who achieved fame as a socialist, pacifist, and six-time presidential candidate for the Socialist Party of America. Thomas was the oldest of six children, born November 20, 1884, in Marion. The Norman Thomas High School in Manhattan and the Norman Thomas Library at Princeton University's Forbes College are named after him, as is the Assembly Hall at the Three Arrows Cooperative Society, where he was a frequent visitor. He is also the grandfather of Newsweek columnist Evan Thomas and the great-grandfather of writer Louisa Thomas. A plaque in the Norman Thomas Library reads, Norman M. Thomas, Class of 1905, quote, I'm not the champion of lost causes, but the champion of causes not yet won, end quote. Magnificent Marian Moments on WWGH Radio are brought to you by Ohio Health. And now a few words from Scott Spears, Charlie Evers, and the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams.
Ted, you are really a pioneer. You were the first viral video in 2011.
Yes, that is true. But I have a problem since then. I was hoping you can help me with that, Scott.
What's that?
Well, I can't seem to find the right antibiotic to get rid of this viral video.
WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, The Talking Place.
Meadows Lawn Care and Landscaping is a proud supporter of WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, Marion, Ohio. Telephone number 740-262-5638. Email meadowslawncare43302@gmail.com. Creating unique environments. Facebook, Meadows Lawn Care.
Hey everyone, it's Weasel Boy, Weasel the Weeze. You might remember me from WNCI in Columbus. Now good for you. Lucky, you won the bet. I'm going to be right back here on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, live every Saturday morning. We're going to start about 7:15 and we're going to roll until 10 a.m. It's going to be the Weasel Show. We're going to have huge guests, great prizes, lots of entertainment. We're going to be interactive and give away a lot of goodies. So you can listen live on the net at WWGH1071.com or by downloading the free TuneIn app and searching WWGH. The Weasel Show is supported by Retrofoam of Central Ohio LLC. Retrofoam doesn't cost, it pays. Telephone number is 614-664-FOAM. That's 614-664-3626. Website, www.retrofoamofcentralohio.com. And you can catch them on Facebook at Retrofoam of Cent Ohio.
Hey, everybody. We have Over the Fence with Pastor Steve and Scott Spears, and it's a great time where we just bounce ideas and thoughts back and forth on the day and different things going on. I invite you to join in and listen and talk over the air with us. Just call in 383-9944. We would love to hear from you, and we'll hear you on the show.
Over the Fence, every Thursday morning at 9:10 a.m., right here on The Talking Place, WWGH Radio.
The Marion Towers Apartments are a supporter of WWGH Radio 107.1 FM. Address, 400 Delaware Avenue. Phone number, 740-387-9050.
At Zumbezi Bay, there are endless ways to enjoy your day. So whether you're a speedy slider, a tiny tighter, a super splasher, or a max relaxer, you'll love all our rides, tides, and water slides. Plus, admission to Zumbezi Bay gets you into the Columbus Zoo, too. So what are you waiting for?
Yeah.
Learn more at columbuszoo.org.
Zumbezi Bay!
It's now time for WWGH News. News about people, places, and plans. Brought to you live from the WWGH newsroom. I'm Robin Leach.
This is Scott Spears in the WWGH News Center. People gathered Saturday in Marion to celebrate a new tribute to one of the most prominent civil rights leaders in American history. Marion native and NBC4's own Bob Nunnally joined residents there for a renaming ceremony of Cass Avenue, the street Nunnally grew up on. The street will now be known as Martin Luther King Jr. Avenue. The road runs along Martin Luther King Park in Marion. I was just saying to everybody how important that this was because, you know, Dr. King meant inclusiveness, Nunnally said. Dr. King meant everybody being together, and I can't think of a place that was more of a melting pot than right here on this street where I grew up. The name change was approved by Marion City Council earlier this year after local residents signed a petition to change the name.
For the Marion, Ohio Weather Team, I'm Zach Fuller. Sunshine is back in the forecast, but so is the rain. I'll let you know what to expect coming up in your Weather Minute from the Marion, Ohio News Network. Did you know on this day in 1988, 52 cities in the central and eastern U.S. reported record high temperatures for the date? Highs of 100 degrees in Erie, Pennsylvania, and 104 in Cleveland established all-time records for those two locations. A high of 101 in Flint, Michigan, 105 in Chicago, and 106 in Fort Wayne, Indiana. Now you know with Marion, Ohio weather online. From the Marion, Ohio Weather Center, this is your Weather Minute on WWGH 107.1 FM in Marion and online at WWGH1071.com. Tuesday in the Marion area, we'll see sunshine, a high near 80 degrees. Tonight, mostly clear, a low around 63 degrees. For your Wednesday, a slight chance of scattered showers throughout the early part of the day, but mostly sunny, a high near 84 degrees. Thursday, mostly sunny, and Friday, a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms. Mostly sunny, though, a high near 87. Get the latest conditions and more on our website at weather43302.com. For Marion, Ohio Weather Online, I'm Zach Fuller on Marion's Talking Place, WWGH 107.1 FM in Marion, and online at WWGH1071.com.
Local news and weather every hour on WWGH Radio are supported by Ohio Health.